Yo, yo, back again, week three with the Man to Man NFL Pick Show. I'm one half of the show. Darius Butler got my co-host Antoine Bethea.
What's going on?
You already know we about to fly through it, man. We started the week off right with the Thursday night football with my Carolina Panthers over the Houston Texans. We both had them winning that game. We both had them covering the spread. They took care of business. They have us looking crazy, man. A little catch up on them.
Shout out Sam Darnold.
Hey, I don't know. We got to keep an eye on this because, you know, they're in the
3-0, baby.
Jets,
3-0.
Hey, all Saints and then the Texans. But 3-0. They all count.
All they can do is play the teams when they schedule. That's it.
They all count. But lost C-Mac for a few weeks. Lost J.C. Horn for the year. Very unfortunate injuries there. So we'll see how they look going forward. But our week two totals right now, this is not including that Thursday night football game. We'll check AB out right now. Okay, the winner's looking nice from week two and on the season. 11-5 from week two, 19-13 on the season. With the straight up winners for AB. And then what you got on the spread?
9-7 week two, 14-18. So actually, after the Thursday night game, I'm 20-13. On the winners in the season, and I'm 15-18 on the spread, including the Thursday night game. So, the winners, not looking too bad. Spread, I got to pick it up a little bit.
Yeah, hey, you know, it's as this season goes on, though, I feel like, you know, things are starting to fall into place, and it will definitely both get better. I'm 9-7 last week on my winners, straight up money line winners. Ooh, stank last week against the spread, 6-10. It was a rough one, your boy. And on the season, 17-15, 15-17 against the spread. That's really 18-15 now with the winners, and 16-17 against the spread. But let's get to week three. What we start with, man. Let's get it. We got Arizona Cardinals, 7.5-point favorites at the Jacksonville Jaguars. Who you got in this one?
Man, I got the Arizona Cardinals winning. I got them covering the spread. Easy for me.
Yeah, I'm right there with you. Got the Cardinals winning. Got them covering the spread. It's not looking good out there in Jacksonville. And on the flip side, Cardinals looking phenomenal.
Looking real good.
Won a close one last week, but Kyler, that offense looking good. Baltimore Ravens coming off a huge, huge win against the Kansas City Chiefs. And they are at Detroit Lions. They're 7.5-point favorites. Who you rolling with in this one?
Man, I'm going with the Baltimore Ravens. Like you said, coming off a huge win. Lamar Jackson, man, putting that book bag on. But, you know, Detroit, man, they're they play tough. They play tough. Yeah. So I'm going to have Baltimore Ravens winning, but I have Detroit Lions covering the spread.
Yeah, 7.5-point spread. I hate that little half point right there, but I got the Ravens winning. I got them covering. Detroit, if that game was played in Detroit or in some good weather, it might have been a close one against the Packers last week. We know if it's a fifth, we'll all be drunk. So
yes,
the Ravens winning and covering against the Lions as well. Washington football team at the Buffalo Bills. Buffalo Bills coming off a 35 skunk victory over my Dolphins. Josh Allen not looking too hot right now. 7-point favorites against the football team. Who you rolling with in this one?
Man, I'm taking the Bills. I'm taking the Bills, and I have them covering. Like you said, coming off a 35-point skunk. Coming in, man, I thought Washington football team, their defense was going to be playing a lot better than what they are. It's still early in the season. It's only week three, but playing at home, I have Buffalo winning, and I have them covering the spread.
I got Buffalo winning, and I don't know, man. I got the football team covering the spread, though. I like Heineke. I think that defense at some point got to start picking it up and playing, you know, how we saw them play last year. Defense
has
been looking good. You know, I think this week may be – damn, am I tripping, though?
Also, not this week.
The Bills ain't been – I'm switching it. I'm switching it. I'm with the Bills. I got the Bills winning. Got the Bills covering, too. I hate to agree with you so damn much, man. Damn it.
Hey.
Woo. You got this one, man.
Hey, Saints at the New England Patriots, man. Who you got winning? Who you got covered?
Patriots at home, 3-point favorites. I'm going with them to win, and I'm going with them to cover. I was watching that Saints-Panthers film. I sent you a few clips. Jameis, man, I don't know, man. He's making some questionable decisions, some questionable throws. You know, look great week one, look terrible week two. I don't see him bouncing back against you know, this Patriots defense, this Patriots team at home. So I'm going to the Patriots to win and to cover the 3-point spread. Who you got?
Man, I agree with you, man. I have the Patriots winning. Have them covering the spread, man. So there we go. Oh,
another one we agree. We agreeing a lot, man. Shit.
Hey, it's gonna be a good one right here. Good one right here. Divisional game. We got the Chargers at Kansas City. Got Kansas City favored by 7. Who you got?
I got the Chiefs winning this game. If you know the Chiefs, they're going to win, and they are not going to cover. So I got the Chiefs winning, but the Chargers will cover the 7-point spread. What about you?
Man, I have the Kansas City Chiefs winning, and I got the Chargers covering.
Okay, okay. So you right there, man. You right there with me. Still a grid, man. Another one. We got the Chicago Bears. They'll be led by Justin Fields getting his first start this week against the Cleveland Browns, who'll be down Jarvis Landry. Yeah. But they get back another phenomenal LSU receiver, Odell Beckham Jr. He'll be making his debut this season. And the Browns are favored by 7.5 points. Ooh, I'm very interested to know where you're going with this one.
Hey, man, it's going to be a tough one for the young boy, man. I got Cleveland Browns winning, and I have them covering the spread. I feel like that front four and that defense, man. I know Justin Fields. I know Chicago fans are excited. I think the media is excited to see what the young boy is going to do. But I just – for me, man, I just know how tough it is for a young guy to go out there. The team, the defensive coordinator has a week to prepare for him.
Mm-hmm.
I got the Cleveland Browns winning, and I got them covering. Ooh, but hey, look, I want to see the young boy do well. I do. I really do.
And he played well last week. You know, could have had some more plays here and there. I know the Allen Robinson, you know, if he'd have held on to that, have been a touchdown. I think he definitely goes and learns from that. And you heard Matt Nagy coming out, some comments he made was, oh, this week with him getting all the reps with the ones, we saw some things we didn't expect. We saw some great things from him that we haven't seen yet. No shit, Matt. So I like Justin Fields to come out here, and you know, the Houston, they covered a 10-point spread against the 12-point spread against the Browns last week. I'm going with the Bears.
The Bears to
cover,
what?
But I got the Browns to win. I got Browns winning, but I think the Bears cover. But Jarvis Landry, that's a big piece. That's kind of the heart and soul.
OBJ gonna step in, man.
OBJ, I'm high on OBJ. I can't wait to see him play. But Jarvis Landry's kind of been, you know, heart and soul the last few years for that Browns offense, man. So, you know, we'll see. Bears made some plays last week against the young boy Burrow, took advantage of him. We're gonna see. Speaking of Burrow, he'll be on the road at the Steelers this week. The Pittsburgh's Big Ben's Pittsburgh Steelers favored by 3 points. TJ Watt has been ruled out of this game. Who you got in this one? Divisional game. I wouldn't say division rivalry. I said divisional game.
Cincinnati Bengals with the dub, and I got them covered. I'm going with Cincy, baby. I'm going with Cincy.
You got Cincy winning?
I got Cincy winning, man. Okay. I got it.
So T. Higgins, I think he'll be out for Cincy. Man, I see.
It's going to be a tough game. It can go either way, divisional matchup.
I'm going to Steelers. I got the Steelers, though. I got the Steelers. They can't win back-to-back at home. Mike Tomlin not letting it happen. Not against Joe Burrow and this Cincinnati Bengals team. I got the Steelers winning. And this three, I think this will be a close game. This will be a knockout, drag-em-out AFC North type game. But I think the Steelers win this one. And they cover. They cover the field goal.
Okay.
They cover.
It's going to be a good one.
That's a good one, though. Atlanta Falcons. AB's Atlanta Falcons on the road at the New York Giants. Giants are favored by 3 points in this game. Who you got in this one? This is a tough one to pick right here.
I don't think so, man. I think the Giants, they've been playing tough. They've been playing some good ball. Honestly, they could be 1-1 right now. But, hey, I got the New York Giants winning, and I have them covering.
You know what? I got the Falcons winning. I picked them to cover last week. They had me going for about 3.5 quarters. They have not learned your lesson about betting on the Falcons. Yeah, then it got ugly, but they were moving the ball. Matt Ryan looked better. The offense looked better. I think A.J. Terrell be out this week with a concussion. My young boy T.J. Green is going to be stepping up, playing in that cornerback spot for him. I'm taking the Falcons with the upset victory over the New York Giants.
That's an upset?
I mean, it would be. They're three-point underdogs on the road. It's the Falcons. The doors blew off them for a couple of weeks. So, hey, absolutely be upset.
Man, let's take it to Vegas, man. Let's take it to Sin City, man. We got the Miami Dolphins coming off that tough loss against the Buffalo Bills. Going out there to play the Las Vegas Raiders, and the Raiders are favored by 3.5. Who you got in this one, D-Buck?
Raiders all day. Raiders is the easy one for me. This is one of my locks of the week. Tone, put a noise there. Something. This is the lock of the week. The Dolphins offensive line has been looking terrible. They were the biggest culprit in that 35 shit beatdown last week. Tua will be out. Jacoby Brissett will be getting a start. But, man, Raiders been doing some great things up front on defense. And Derek Carr, I mean, he got to be square in the middle of everybody's MVP conversation right now. So, I got the Raiders at home in that beautiful stadium winning and covering this 3.5-point spread. What about you?
Same with me, man. Go to the next matchup. Same with me. We ain't got to keep going. Same with me. Got the Raiders.
That's a bet. The Jets. New York Jets. Zach Wilson coming off a 4-interception outing at the Denver Broncos, who another tough defense coming in. Broncos at home are 10.5-point favorites. Mm. I got the Broncos winning for sure, but I'm interested to know who you got. I know you got the Broncos winning too.
I got the Broncos.
Who you got against the spread, though?
That 10.5 is tough, but just the way I see my man Zach Wilson running for his life back there, you got Von Miller and them boys coming off the edge. You got Teddy Two Gloves and them boys. I got Broncos covering, baby. I'm going Broncos all the way.
Teddy Two Gloves looking good too in this defense. But I think Zach Wilson bounces back. It has a little better game. He got to have a good game at some point. I hate to say it's going to be against Vic Fangio in this defense.
It definitely won't. I know that
for sure. It'll be better, and I think something's going to happen in this game where they make it a close one. So I got the Jets.
Don't do it, D-Buck.
Spread.
But the now Broncos, against Vic Fangio on that defense.
The Broncos are going to win this game.
Don't do it, D-Buck.
So how do you think Vic Fangio, how you think he's going to attack this rookie quarterback, especially after what he saw last week against the Patriots?
Shit, he got a front four to do it. He ain't got to do too much. He going to sit in this scuffle for him. He got the secondary to rock. You got Kareem Jackson. You got Simmons. Let your front four go. The offensive line can't block your four.
Mm-hmm.
Hey, it's not hard. This is not rocket science.
Hey, when I put this graphic up, I know I just said Broncos and Jets against the spread. This could very well be different on my so pay attention to that.
Hey.
So just leave a question mark right there against the spread on that Broncos Jets. So I'm not sure about that one.
Mm-hmm.
This is the game of the week right here. This is the game of the week right here. Could possibly be a preview of the NFC Championship game. I know it's early in the season, but both of these teams have come out fire hot. Both undefeated at this point, 2-0. You got the 2-0 Tampa Bay Buccaneers favored by 1.5 points at the Los Angeles Rams.
Mm.
Who you got in this one? This is the one right here.
So this one right here, like D-Buzz said, whatever I say right now, when y'all see my graph – tonight, it could be totally different. But I think Tampa Bay get their first loss here. I think Tampa Bay get their first loss. Now,
okay. You
know, between here to between now and later, I might go take me a nap. I might go have me two tequilas or something, and my pick might change. But right now, I got Tampa Bay getting their first loss in a tough, tough matchup.
And I can't blame you because Vegas has switched sides on this one too. They took a nap and had a couple drinks too because the Rams were favored at first last week, and then it switched over to now the Bucks are favorite. Man, just this one's subject to change, but I'm going with the Bucks. It's a big game, right? It's a big game. I know it's early in the season, but it's a big game for both teams. I feel like I think the Rams handled business against the Bucks last year, too. Obviously, it was with a different Rams team, but Brady don't forget that shit, and it's a big game, and I got to bet on Brady in the big games. Brady goes to 3-0. They beat the Rams on the road. Brady's first time playing in L.A., actually, which is crazy. Some big injuries on the Bucks side, though. JPP is out. Sean Murphy Bunton is still out there, very good slot defender. And Antonio Brown will be out with COVID. So,
hey, look at here. This is the game Matthew Stafford. I'm pretty sure he marked on his calendar. That's what they brought him in for. That's what they brought him in for. You know, he had some huge, huge games, you know, out there in Detroit with some big numbers. Mm-hmm. But hey, this is why they brought him to LA.
It's a big game. This has been a while since Matt Stafford's been a game of that magnitude. That should have been on primetime. How wasn't that Sunday night football?
No question. Monday night. No question.
But we got the Seattle Seahawks, 2.5-point favorites on the road against the Minnesota Vikings.
This is tough, man. Tough
losses. The Seahawks, overtime loss. Questionable calls there with the taunting and shit. And then the Minnesota Vikings missed a field goal with time expiring against the Cardinals for the shootout. So tough game right here. 2.5-point favorite Seahawks on the road. I'm going Russell Wilson. Still early in the season. I would stay against the spread on this one. I'm going Seahawks money line. But if I had to pick, I would go Seahawks with the points. So they cover the spread as well. But if I'm betting on this one, I go Seahawks money line. Man, what you got?
This is a tough one, bro. You know what? I'm going Minnesota.
Minnesota.
I'm going Minnesota, man.
You go for Minnesota
last week, man. I'm gonna go Minnesota here.
Another dog. Okay. Mop. Indianapolis Colts on the road. You put your head down, man, on the road against the Tennessee Titans. The Tennessee Titans are 5.5-point favorites with Derrick Henry coming off another Derrick Henry type game.
Baby. Come on, Colts.
I'm going with the Colts on this one. I got the Colts to win on the road and upset the Tennessee Titans.
I like it, D-Buck. I like it, baby. I like it. But I got Tennessee to win. I got Tennessee to win.
That damn much.
Man, I got Tennessee to win, man. It's just, you know, we were kind of talking about it before, you know, Carson Wentz. You know, he could play, but, you know, coming off those, you know, two sprained ankles, man. Yeah. Look, I hope the Colts get on track this week. But
the Colts get on track. The Colts get their first win. They can't start with an 0-3.
They can't
start an 0-3 hole, especially taking the other.
Not the divisional game.
Yeah, because this is going to be a team that they're fighting for in the end, I think. So I think they find a way to win. Now, Carson Wentz playing this week. I'll maybe give him a little side eye if I'm his teammate, just being honest. Because if you leave last week's game with your injury and then you're able to get back out here and play the next week, I'm kind of side eyeing because they had a chance to upset those Rams last week. But they had no chance once Eason entered that game. But hopefully he gets in there. He stays in there for the rest of the season. Be smarter with the ball. If the play's over with, throw it away. Take a sack. You can't keep putting yourself in harm's way how you've been playing. So I'm going to coach to figure it out, get a win this week. Xavier Rhodes is back in the lineup. I think that'd be huge for him. I got those winning this week, man. All right, who else we got? Sunday Night Football, primetime, Green Bay Packers on the road. Against Jimmy G and the boys. San Francisco 49ers are favored by 3 points. Prime time. Back-to-back weeks. A-Ross on prime time. Who you got?
I'm going Green Bay on the road.
It's a tough one right here.
It's a tough one. San Fran, man, they was out in Philly last week, man, watching that game. You know, they pulled it through, but just really looked sloppy. Sloppy football.
Yeah,
you know, Green Bay, they bounced back from their week one whooping that they got. So I think Green Bay, you know, goes 2 in a row.
Green Bay 2 in a row on the prime time. I'm right there with you, man. I'm right there with you. Green Bay, I mean, It's weird to even call the upset victory, but we remember when these teams did meet in the NFC Championship, it was ugly. San Fran, ugly game last week. They got a win, and a win is a win in this league. But our backfield is banged up, so it's going to be more in the plate of Jimmy Garoppolo. And I had a lot of faith in this guy coming into the season.
Hey, you say this is
dwindling.
This is the best quarterback situation in their division.
Dwindling. So taking the Packers on the road with the win. And the upset, upset victory with the points.
And Monday Night Football. This division always gives us some good matchups, man. We got the Philadelphia Eagles at Jerry's place. We got Dallas favored by 3. Who do you got in this one?
This tough. You know how I feel about Jalen Hurts. This is tough right here. But the Cowboys, man, they showed some grit. Showed some grit last week, winning against the Chargers on the road. Field goal is time expired. I'm looking at the quarterbacks here. I got to give Dak, obviously, the edge. Dak and the Cowboys, the edge. The offense, same thing. And then defense, still got that young boy, Michael Parsons. I think he'll be on the edge again this week. I think the Cowboys handle business and win a close one. But I got the Cowboys winning and the Cowboys covering the 3-point spread on primetime to wrap up week 3.
Hey, I like that pick, man. I like that pick. I'm going to go with you, man. I got Dallas winning. I got them covering, man. So,
there we are.
Good matchup, man.
There we are. So, we got some good games this week. Did we talk about we get this one? We got the Saints Patriots.
Yeah, we got that one.
I just want to make sure we didn't miss any. So, we got some, man. Make sure don't forget to hit that mailbag. We got another video one from Nick this past week, DB22AB41@gmail.com. Get your mailbag questions in. Have them answered on Overreaction Monday, which will be another good one, man. So we'll see y'all Monday.
All right, man. Y'all have a good rest of the weekend. Peace.
Yes, sir.